get golf here. Scott City, fifth place yesterday at the Goodland Invitation there at the Sugar Hills Golf Club. A couple of good results there for him. And we're going to be starting off here with Junior Jackson Rumford. And how you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam.
All right. Well, thanks again for dropping by here. You've kind of been busy here rotating between track and golf. You've done two meets of each, but we'll talk about the track or a golf here from yesterday. And I know it was an interesting day, pretty nice day overall, but how did you feel like you were able to compete yesterday?
Well, me personally, I didn't do great. Struggled with the short game for sure. Got off the box great, hit my driver really well, and sometimes the putts don't really fall. And so that was definitely the day for me yesterday. And just couldn't find a great touch, honestly, all day. And just wasn't really confident standing over the ball. And, it just wasn't a great day for me. But still ended up doing all right.
All right. Well, that's part of the game sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, but what have you been maybe the most successful at this year that compared to maybe some of the other previous couple of years of golf?
I got some new clubs that I'm readjusting to, but I'm definitely hitting my driver a lot better. I could definitely get after the ball more. It's a brand new one, and I'm just hitting it really well, and I'm really enjoying it right now. So I'd say just getting off the box. I've got a lot more power and torque and straightness, I guess, to say. And just some more control off the box is nice. So.
All right. And you've, as a team, guys placed fifth there. But what's some things that you want to see as you move forward here throughout this season?
Last year, we were a great team. And this year, we just kind of have that expectation, and I think we have the golfers, we have the guys to, get in that first and second spot, and I think we're all just kind of frustrated after these first two meets, and we're definitely looking forward to be that, team that goes to state, gets second or first at regionals by the end of the year. I think that's what we expect. I just talked with the guys riding home. We were just really frustrated. That's basically the main point of it, Just expect more out of each other. So,
well, it's not how you start, it's how you finish.
That's right, yeah.
All right. Once again, it is Jackson Rumford joining us here. Thanks again, as always, here. Good luck to you coming up through these next few meets.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Jackson Rumford joins us here. We get to talk with Eli Lisenby Jr. as well as he gets the headset up. And how you doing this evening?
Pretty good, Adam. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Thanks again for stopping by here. Well, how did you feel like your game was yesterday at Goodland?
My game yesterday was a little iffy. I hit my drives pretty well. After that, couldn't really make solid contact. My irons weren't very good. My wedges weren't the greatest, and the greens were pretty tough to read. But getting off the box was pretty simple for me, and everything else was kind of out the window.
What makes maybe that course at Goodland challenging?
I'd say just having uneven lies. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times your ball's above your feet or below your feet, and makes the ball come off the club a little different and gives you something else to think about.
It kind of throws you off. I mean, it has to throw you off a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What kind of adjustments do you make when you have those types of situations?
It's really all just aiming a little bit more left or right, depending on if the ball's above or below your feet.
All right, but what are some things that you've improved on that's helped you be a part of the varsity side this year?
I'd say my driver is a big part of it. I've been hitting my drives really solid lately, getting good distance and hitting them relatively straight. I'd say that's the biggest thing for me.
All right, and of course, you got a few more golf meets coming up here. Ulysses on Tuesday, or Monday, excuse me, Monday, another 18-hole course. What makes 18-hole courses maybe tougher than, say, 9-hole course?
I'd say just that walk of, every hole's different. And if you play a 9-hole course, you can play those holes two times a day, and you get to learn from that first time you play it. With 18, they're all different and something new every time.
I can tell you and Jackson are good teammates.
Yeah.
Because you guys come in with the same shirt.
Yeah.
And you guys just, teamwork makes the dream work, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, Eli, thanks again for stopping by here. Good luck to you throughout this season.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Once again, Junior Eli Lisenby joining us here as we talk golf here. We're going to get Coach Brian Gentry up here momentarily. They're going to be in action again on Monday at Ulysses. That's part of that league circuit there. that they have this year as Coach gets the headset. Well, Coach, thanks again for joining me here. I know they mentioned it a little bit, just kind of a tough day yesterday. Some good competition at Goodland there. A busy day with, I think, what, 17 teams there. But you guys finished fifth and get a couple of medalists out there. But overall, what was your assessment of yesterday's play?
We gotta get to the short game. We gotta mm-hmm. really dial in there. I think some of our guys took some good strides. Mm-hmm. And you gotta record. I mean, I think Jackson said something about, you know, last year and then this year. Mm-hmm. I mean, we got two freshmen on our team, so every course that we go to is a brand new experience. And there's not a home court advantage like there is in golf. Mm-hmm. I don't care what sport it is, because you know, whether it's basketball, you know, baseball, mm-hmm. you know, tennis, the dimensions are relative, you know, they're pretty similar. Mm-hmm. And golf, it couldn't be different. So, you know, when you talk about high school golfers, mm-hmm. Most of them they're not dialed into a number, you know, all the time where, you know, this club goes this far, this club goes that far, and I can control it. Mm-hmm. You're playing it off of feel. It's no different than our guys. You know, they use their range finders other courses. Mm-hmm. I don't think I see them pull it out at our course ever. You know, they've played it so many times, it's just feel. And mm-hmm. and that's, you know, that was a huge, and especially at Sugar Hills, mm-hmm. you know, that's a huge advantage for those Goodland kids. There's a lot of dog legs that take pretty big bends around the corner, and you know, they play them well. But we just mm-hmm. you know, throughout the year, we just need to, you know, dial into numbers. We've got to be better, you know, when we get onto the green. We're kind of struggling right there around the green, and those things right there, we can rep those things out and get a lot of experience, you know, in the next few weeks, and you know, next week's going to be busy. We just got to kind of lock in and be a little bit more focused, mm-hmm. On the greens. I think it's really easy to lose a little bit of focus when you're on the green. You get there and it's kind of a sigh of relief, and then you just want to two-putt and get out of there. But we just got to be a little mm-hmm. more dialed in, and just got to be better. And our guys are going to, you know, today was a great, you know, opportunity for our guys. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of wind out there, so we did all short game today, and it was kind of neat to see our guys kind of pair up and go with somebody, and they were talking about, you know, what they do versus what the other one does, and how they do this, and just kind of sharing, you know, information, and so today was a good step, you know, in the right direction for us.
Yeah, you get to another 18-hole course on Monday. Go to Ulysses there, and should be a pretty nice day for that. A little, maybe probably your warmest day of the year, I think, on Monday there. But what kind of challenges does that present? Because I believe all the league schools are going to be there on Monday.
Yeah, it's another tournament where it counts towards our league, you know, championship, basically. So we had the Garden City Holcomb tournament, which we won. We've got, so, you know, as far as the league standings go, we're in first, and then we've got the Ulysses one, and then Cimarron, which is league. So I've really enjoyed going to Ulysses. I think mm-hmm. the first nine, you can get after it. The second nine, it's about keeping your ball in the right spots, because it's pretty lengthy back there, and you can kind of get lost. I think you're about 2 miles away from the clubhouse when you get to the farthest point on the back nine, and so it's a fun little course, and we need to go out there, and we just need to play better. I mean, I think in a lot of other sports you have that you know, that window of time to think about the next play, and you've got teammates to rely on, and in this one you don't. I mean, it's so frustrating, but it teaches so much character. There's so many opportunities out there for guys to do certain things and learn from them. How do you respond to mistakes? Because you're the only one that can get you out of it. So, I mean, golf teaches so many lessons, and you know, our guys are great kids, and they represent us the right way when we're out there. I mean, everybody gets a little bit frustrated and maybe has a moment that they wanted to take back. Yeah. But it'll be fun down there. You know, it always seems, you know, yesterday was unbelievable. It was the nicest weather we've ever had at Goodland. I mean, it's the tournament of seasons for a reason. It can snow, rain, and the sun can all come out in the same day. But it was a great day, and we look forward to going down to Ulysses to start our busy week next week.
And you talk about tournament seasons, it's like being the postmaster or post office person, mail carrier.
Yeah, no kidding, no kidding.
All right, once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware. Off to Ulysses on Monday. Thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck to you guys.
All right, thanks, Adam.